Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's cloudy today, Bob, with a high of Mel Blunt, 47. A low of Jared Jones, 37. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Tomorrow on the show. Are you here tomorrow, Bob?
By myself, because you're not, right?
Oh, my God, that's right. I have a... something happening.
So it's the Austin show.
Holy, it's the Bob Pompeiani show.
Holy ostrich milk. You're going to have
Tyler Kennedy and Chris. Put your right foot in. Put your right foot out. Put your right foot in and shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself the Steeler around. Game. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, he'll be here.
I love how you vibrate at the end.
11 o'clock.
Yeah.
He'll have some opinions, and he's the biggest Mason Rudolph backer
in
town.
He is, and he's not shy. He's been on that for several years. So,
Bob,
good for him.
You just gave me an update as we're watching these small children at this tournament play golf better than you and I could.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And burning with envy. And look.
Oh, he got robbed.
How old are these kids? Like 11?
They're from 10 to 13.
The kid just hit the ball 150 yards right at the cup, and it almost went in. Like a perfect shot. I'm jealous.
Me too.
You had an update on the ACC situation for a championship.
Yeah, this is my friend Christian. He knows all this stuff. Based on all these tiebreakers, because you have to go down pretty deep, Pitt gets into the ACC championship game. If they win out and either SMU or Virginia lose a game, Virginia only has one game left.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering about Miami, well, they have two losses in conference already, so they need two teams to get beat. If SMU and Virginia win out, then those two are in. If Pitt wins out and one of those two lose, then they get in. Miami gets in if all three lose at least one game.
Wait, Pitt needs to win out and have either Virginia or SMU lose?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us limits who SMU and Virginia are playing.
Virginia only has one game left. I think it's against Virginia Tech. Is that right? End of the year kind of rivalry game? And if so, that's a bad team.
SMU has Louisville and Cal left on the schedule. Mm.
They could lose one of those.
And you said Virginia, Bob?
I think they have Virginia Tech, and they're 2-9, aren't they?
Can they get James Franklin to coach that game?
They do have Virginia Tech in the final game.
Well, he'll be there.
James Franklin will be coaching.
As long as it's not a big game, they'll win.
So, assuming Virginia beats Virginia Tech, then they are in. Georgia Tech should lose to Georgia after they play Pitt. So, I don't know what that does to everything.
I'm more confused now than when before you read that.
I know,
Bob.
But that's how deep you have to dive into it to figure it out. But Pitt needs help. Miami needs three teams to lose. They need SMU, Virginia, and Pitt to lose to get into the ACC championship game. If not, their only hope is an at-large. And how high will they be ranked?
I don't know. Every time you talk now, I get more confused.
I'm sorry.
What was even the topic there? How Pitt can get into the ACC
championship?
Right. They need to win out, and they need either SMU or Virginia to lose once.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right.
I think that's as clear as it gets, and I hope I'm not wrong with that. But I
hope you're not as well. Jimmy Shapiro, for Bet Online AG. Here's the numbers for every team, and this was before week one, after week four, after week eight, and right now they're over under win totals. There's only two teams in the whole NFL who have stayed the same the whole season in every segment. The Niners over under has been 10.5 since day one. The Steelers over under has been 8.5 since day one and remains that way. You guys going over under on 8.5?
I'm going over.
I'm going over.
How far over, Bob?
I said 10-7, and I think that's where I'm looking.
I think Steelers over is a great bet right now, don't you?
Why do they think that, I wonder?
I don't know. We should have gotten Jimmy Shapiro on the air. Here's the teams whose totals have gone up most since the beginning of the season. Colts and Patriots the most, +4. Seahawks, +3.5. Bears, Broncos, Rams. And here's the teams that have disappointed the most, that have gone down the most. Bengals, Commanders, Cardinals, and Titans, Bob.
Cardinals are a team that a lot of people thought would have a good year. And
I picked them to win that division, and I'm ashamed of myself.
No, I mean, it's football. It happens.
Shedeur Sanders making his first NFL start, so at least he'll finally get to practice with the ones. You optimistic for him?
No.
Limits?
Are you?
No.
No.
He was awful in that last game, but don't ask Skip Bayless. He thinks he's the franchise quarterback.
How about that?
Skip Bayless liked what
he
saw. What was he looking at?
He said he saw enough in that game to think that he is a franchise quarterback. What I saw was confusion, backwards running, an interception, could have been two, not many yards.
He was terrible. Now, I will give him a break, though.
Yeah, because he hadn't had any snap play at all coming into that game.
Jeff Saturday was on yesterday. I saw him saying they'd never heard his voice. The first team offense had never heard his voice call out a cadence. So they didn't even know what that would be like.
Yeah. So
he was put in
fair.
A horrible position.
Yep.
The Browns are such an incredible clown show. A Brown show, you might say, Bob. They're horrible. What are they doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, it goes back to that trade. Deshaun Watson, what they gave up, what they paid, what they lost, they've never recouped from that. And if they just kept Baker Mayfield and never made that trade, they would have had all those picks of a competent quarterback, and who knows where they would have gone.
It's just horrifying. So I don't even really blame him for what that looked like. I don't blame Shedeur for what it looked like last week. Look, they're still showing, every time I look at a television, they're showing the Mount Washington play where he just
Geno Stone said, I am not doing this. I'm making a business decision. I'm getting out of the way.
Here's the biggest surprise in the NFL to me is that we are now 10 and in some cases 11 games into the season. And three of the top five Super Bowl favorites anywhere in Vegas, Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore, are all out of the playoffs. Wow. So let me ask you both.
I wouldn't have expected that as we enter week 12 of the NFL season.
Which one of those three has the best chance to still make the playoffs?
I would say Detroit, because I think Chicago is going to have some tough games coming up, and I don't know if I believe in them. And they're in position to do it. And I don't think the Packers are as good as people think either. So I think Detroit.
Bob, I agree with every syllable you just uttered. Limits, who has the best chance?
I agree. It's Detroit. And I believe that Detroit and Baltimore still have to play against each other, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Plus the Steelers have to play against Detroit.
Oh, and Baltimore twice.
Not to mention Buffalo.
Who has the worst chance of those three? Kansas City, Detroit, or Baltimore? All out of the playoffs right now. Which one of them, if you had to bet, will miss, or at least who has the worst odds to miss? I say Kansas City.
I may say Kansas City just because of their schedule, even though I still think they're going to somehow do it and become a nemesis in the playoffs. But I think probably them. Their schedule is very difficult.
Bob, who are they going to pass to get into the playoffs? I just want to ask you that question.
Who is Kansas City going to pass?
Yes, they are behind right now. Well, Houston's ahead of them. They win the tie break. But the teams in playoff position ahead of them are Jacksonville, Chargers, Bills. Those are the three wild cards ahead of them.
Chargers.
Okay. But the Chargers have already beaten them. That's number one.
I think the Chargers are going to have problems moving forward.
So you think the Chargers will fall all the way out and Chiefs will replace them?
Mm-hmm.
Because we also have the Ravens are behind the Chiefs.
Here's the Ravens schedule. They have... What do they have? Miami? Is that right? No, they already lost to Miami. Or no, did they play
Miami? They beat Miami.
They beat Miami.
Yeah,
okay.
They have...
Who do they have? They have the Browns, the Jets, Pittsburgh, and Bengals.
They have the Jets, Bengals, Steelers, Bengals.
Yeah.
So they already played the Lions?
Let's say they win all four and then get to nine. Guess who they finish with? At Green Bay, at Pittsburgh. I still think the Ravens...
So the game at the end of the year is going to have a lot of...
It will.
...value.
And the Chiefs play at Dallas on Thanksgiving... They have the Titans, they have Denver at home on Christmas, and the Raiders. They have Titans, Broncos, Raiders, their final three games, and the Bronco game is at home. They'll also play the Texans and the Chargers. I think they're still going to get in.
Yeah, I do too. And I think they're going to beat Denver when they play them.
Here's the other thing about the Ravens, is there's, even though the Bills game was a legendary debacle, the actual teams they lost to, there's really no shame. Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City, Rams and Houston. Now that was a horrible game, but those are all teams 500 or better, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what the NFL wants. They want confusion heading down the stretch, meaningful games, and you watch the scoreboard. They want scoreboard watching. It's all fun. It's all part of it.
The Titans are going to be right in there helping decide things. Did you cry when you watched Remember the Titans, Bob?
No. I cry a lot, believe me, but that wasn't one of the things that made me cry.
Did you, Limits?
I cried at Titanic.
Donnie Football cried at Remember the Titans.
Oh.
No, I'm only kidding. What sports movie made you cry, Bob? Rudy?
Was Rudy offsides, Bob?
No.
What if they went to replay?
Rudy was offsides.
I would say what made me cry is...
How
about the John Cappelletti...
Something for Joey.
Yeah.
That was a tearjerker. So was Brian's song. Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers. It was a great movie.
I cry at Field of Dreams every time I watch it.
Limits, I know. So do I, Bob. That's a great father.
I think crying is a good quality. I think if you can cry once a day, that should make you a better person over something. Emotional crying, happy crying, whatever crying.
Bob cried at Caddyshack.
I cry watching Joe and my golf swing trying to improve it, and then I get frustrated after the crying.
Bob, what's your favorite sports movie, Chariots of Fire?
No, I still like Miracle.
That's a great one.
I love that just because I know how that all worked out.
Yeah.
Getting to know some of these guys personally and see what they do, that's awesome.
Is Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack the best comedic performance ever in a movie?
It's up there.
It's so good.
Rodney was just
Bob,
terrific.
The first time I ever called Herb Brooks. when I became a Penguins beat writer. 1990s.
Tried to hold it in that time, Bob.
Once again, Crowley, I didn't mean for that to get on the air yesterday. Crowley said that this sounds like mini-me jumping off a curb, which is pretty good. Isn't it, Bob?
I like the goat trying to jump over a barbed wired fence and getting stuck.
Yeah. Couldn't stick the landing.
So I was nervous calling Herb Brooks back in 1997. And he didn't want to talk about it. I got a hold of him in Minnesota, and he's like, oh, blank, blank, blank. We got to talk about this again? That type of thing. And I was astounded. I'm like, oh, my God. But then I think he came around to really embrace it after that when they got named the greatest moment of the 20th century by Sports Illustrated in American sports. And then I went to the Olympics in Utah and stopped in L.A., and they had a charity event, which was the players playing on a mini rink. It was the first time the entire team had reunited.
Wow.
Herb Brooks behind the bench cracking jokes about them all. And I was with him behind the bench and wrote a column on it.
That had to be huge.
Oh, my God.
See,
that's what
this profession affords you, an opportunity to get places where no one else can get.
Yeah, man.
It's awesome.
Good night, Bob.
Good night, Joe. Good night, Austin. See you tomorrow, Austin.
Good night. See you tomorrow, Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.